My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Great day to each and every one of you. And I just want to take the time to just pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just ask you, Lord God, to just be a covering, Lord, over every household here, every voice, every child, every mother, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman, Lord God. Lord, touch every wife, touch every minister, every apostle. Lord, just touch those, Lord God, that just stand in the need of a prayer. Lord God, you sit high and you look low and you know what it is that each of us stand in need of, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for keep allowing me to be a vessel in your kingdom, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just keeping me day by day, Lord God, and just continue to keep your hands upon my life, Lord God, even sometimes when I want things to just fall apart, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for just keeping me in perfect peace with my mind stayed on you, Lord God. And I'm so grateful for the audience here at Nurture by Natasha Radio, Lord God. I just thank you, God, for the visionaries of this amazing broadcast. And I just thank you, Lord, for just every and each and everything of just keeping food on the table, Lord God, and a roof over our heads, Lord God, and anything that we stand in need of, Lord God, when we feel that we can't keep pressing forward, Lord God, you step in right on time to give us what it is that we need. In Jesus' name, amen. So great day to everyone. I am super duper ecstatic. This is a great, amazing time of the year because many of us, as we talked on last month in reference to harvesting, and, you know, harvesting is a really, really great thing because, you know, when you think about harvesting, if you didn't listen to our last broadcasting, definitely go back and listen to it, right? Definitely go back and listen to it. I had to listen to it a couple of times because even in the midst of studying and writing down my notes to share with you, it just truly blessed my soul. And so hopefully you got something out of that. And so this month, I want to talk to you about the word manifesting, right? Manifesting is something that's really, really great. And so, you know, you harvest some things and then you put your seeds in the ground and you want to see it manifest, right? So manifesting the power of God is going to be my topic for this month here in the midst of all that we do. And so, you know, it is our desire that most Christians today, you know, they have God's work through them in power, in a powerful way. And so in the midst of all the things that we do in our life, and even if we have our own business, we're manifesting something, right? Whether you go to work on your 9-to-5, you're manifesting that you're going to anticipate and getting that paycheck throughout the week and that gratification of maybe even possibly getting that raise, right? We have some men and some women in the body of Christ that operate in a great and powerful anointing, but God desires to work through each and every one of us, his children, through in a powerful way. And so when we read the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34, it states, God is no respecter of persons, right? God will go through, work through them, and anyone deliberately that makes a decision to yield himself or herself to him. And so it's no respectable person, right? It's no respectable person of age, color, or any of those means. It's no respectable person that he says. You know, he really searches and looks for our souls is what he's really searching for, right? In the midst of what we do. And God has no respect of purpose and calling on the life of every believer. And so you also read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 5. It says, before I formed you in the belly, he knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto nations. And so I just love the fact that, you know, even with this broadcast, it allows it to reach so many in the way. And so, you know, God had already knew whom and whose you were going to be, right? Even in the midst of our stumbling along the way, and even in the midst of us being believers and also doers in the kingdom. And so before you were formed in your mother's womb, he already knew what your name was going to be. And also some of the things that we drop off of you, that you would be mature and growing, not only just in your lifestyle, but also in your spiritual walk with him. And so as you go along life's journey, it's some things that has manifested, right? If you really reflect back in the mirror that you stand before, or you look in, or maybe even that picture that you walk across and you see a reflection of yourself, and even the shadow that follows behind us, we're not that person that we once used to be, right? Can't you agree and attest to that, that I'm not what I used to be, or even what I look like, what I have gone through? And so in the midst of manifesting, some things begin to unfold in the midst of, as we continue to grow, and the wisdom that is instilled in us, right? Even from our adults that have raised us, our guardians, so to say, and even in the church body, right? Of being a part of fellowshipping from the pulpit all the way to the door, and even out in the community, we're always manifesting something, right? You're always rendering up a great word to someone that's going to help to encourage them or inspire them, even in times when you don't even think that you're doing such, in the midst of giving someone, even a stranger, some positivity and throughout their day, as well as some inspiration. And so God also has placed a specific calling on all of our lives, and he knew what those callings were even before we entered into our mother's womb. We have different purposes and different callings on our lives, but the one common denominator in all the callings is this, that they cannot be accomplished in our own natural abilities. How cool and amazing is that, right? And could not be accomplished in our own natural abilities. We have been given assignments that we cannot complete if we try to do those assignments without God. The good news is that God is not asking us to fulfill the calling on our lives without him or our own abilities. God desires to work in us through and see us as the impossible. And I love that word, impossible. And if you begin to write it down, right? I'm always big on having a pen and paper always near. And so if you have that and you're watching a replay, definitely take some notes if you do. And so I'm possible. You know, oftentimes many of us, we have that negative approach on ourselves in the midst of manifesting, especially when we have planted the seeds and we want to manifest what it is that we have set out to acquire, right? And so oftentimes when it doesn't happen in our own timing, we always says that it's impossible, right? We say that it's impossible. It's just so impossible. She could do that. He could do that, but I'm just too impossible to do that. And so with that task, you know, there becomes accomplishments of doing them. And so sometimes God put tests in front of us to see how bad do you really, really want it, right? How bad do you really want it? And so when I go to the book of John, that first chapter, it was really powerful to me on this week. And I'll get into my testimony a little bit later to just share in the midst of staying rooted in your word, and how staying rooted and having a prayer life with God can really begin to plant those seeds and germinate those seeds and cultivate what it is that you have been maybe talking to God with in your private time. Sometimes of those that have forgotten that he's there as a listening ear, and he still continues to listen in, right, inside of our lives, because he already knows what's going to be manifested, and also knows that you may go left, you may go right, and sometimes you may just sit and just do nothing, right? And so in the book of John, the first chapter, it's just powerful. I'm going to say take some time to read it. And when in the midst of reading your Bibles, sometimes Many of us, we look for the King James Version, as well as some of us maybe even venture to the Message Bible. I like the Message Bible because it's so plain. It's so plain, and it's no these and yees and theys and art and all of that great stuff that goes on in there of talking to you in the sense that it was written. But in the Message Bible, it really makes it really plain. But when I look at John 14 and 10, it says, Jesus said, believest thou not that I am the Father and the Father in me? And so I love the fact that wherever I go, he goes as well. And so he's in me, right? He's rooted in us. And oftentimes many of us that have grown up in the church community, you never forget those things, right? We may stray away, right, in the midst of what we do, but the words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth work. And so I'm grateful that he has a work that's going on in me, that I can continue to lean on his everlasting arms. Even Jesus, the Son of God, acknowledged that it is not him doing the work, but the Father dwelling in him that is doing the works. And so he went on to say in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Why should Jesus going to the Father enable us to do these works? When Jesus went to be with the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in us. That's John 16:7. It's the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, living in us that works through us and enables us to do these great and mighty works. The impossible. That's that word again. Impossible. We accomplish in our lives, and we yield to God, that God in us, and allows him to work through us. And so as you begin to manifest, and he begin to manifest the things that's going to come into fruition in your lives, sometimes just really being observant, right? So many of us, we're so busy in everyday life, hustle and bustle, that we don't stop to pause to really recognize when he may send someone our way, as well as the prayers that we have rendered up. And so this week I had a client that wasn't a typical client of mine. She was someone that had came in to see the podiatrist. And she stated that she would come back to get a spa appointment with me. Nevertheless, she never made that appointment. But I got a phone call from the receptionist that I had a client there in the office. And so in the midst, I got there. She introduced herself and we went to proceed to the spa room. And in going to the spa room, she says, oh, good. You came in. You came in and I'm here for you. And I said, okay, great. Come on in, have a seat. How can I help you? What are your needs today in the midst of your spa service? And we talked about that. We went on to talking about her health addendum and things of that nature. And not once have I had a conversation about this woman of what are the things that I had set as goals and the seeds that I had harvested or been harvesting over the years in my business, and what I wanted and which way I wanted, would like to go in my business, so to say. She began to see that I was a God-fearing woman without me even saying so. And so that's why your light has to always be on, because, it's like Motel 8. You got to keep your light on, even when you're not in the sanctuary, even when you're not in the fellowship with the body of Christ. Our light should be on everywhere we go, right? And so I was grateful that, she recognized that with not even me stating that I was one, that I grew up in a church and all of that. She went on to tell me of things that I had prayed for just that morning. Then she went on in turn and said, could she pray for me? So we prayed, right? Because prayer changes things, right? And with two or more is gathered, a whole bunch of things can happen, right? And so I was grateful of that, of, this unannounced client that had came and sat in my chair. I was like, okay, God, I'm listening. And so in the midst, she said, hey, did you read your daily bread today? And I said, nope, haven't gotten around to it today. And she said, as she sat in the chair, as I began to run the water to do her pedicure. And so she began to read 1 John, and she didn't read the whole chapter. She just read a scripture out of it. The gentleman that had came to the office with her and that was being seen by the doctor came in, not even knowing what the conversation that her and I were having inside the spa room. He began to read a scripture. Now I just feel like, you know, okay, all right, God, I'm listening. You're really, really talking to me, because this was an appointment that was unbooked, right? It was unannounced. And she kept stating that I'm here for you. And so in the midst of all of that, she said a prayer. She told me that she flipped houses and that she was here to help me in the midst of my business, and spelled out all the things that I had talked to God and about getting me a mobile trailer and all of that to do my business mobile. Mind-blowing, right? Mind-blowing. Did know this woman from a can of paint, only just a small encounter that I had with her previously, just sitting at the front desk. And so as I left and went to my dad's house right around the corner, I went, because I'm one that I just can't just read one scripture, right? I got to read the whole chapter to really get understanding of just everything. And so it was mind-blowing. I knew that the topic this month was going to be manifest. She didn't have a clue of that. In the Message Bible, it said about manifesting in the book of King James Version. You know, it just summed up just so many things that had been going on in my life. And so I say all this to say that you just never know who God's going to send your way in the midst of this. And the topic for the daily bread for that day is God is listening. And so manifesting the power of God is super important in each and one of our lives, right? And so even Jesus, the Son of God, acknowledged that it is him, not him doing the works, but the Father dwelling in him that is doing the works, right? And so he went on, even in the book of verse 12 of the book of John, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believes on me, the works that I do shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do also, because I go unto my Father. It blew my mind, right? In the midst of this, and in the midst of, you know, preparing for today to come and share with you, you know, it just was mind blowing. And so, you know, I love that the fact that it's the Holy Spirit, a Spirit of God that is living in us, that works through us and enable us to do these great and mighty works. I'm so grateful for it, right? Because I couldn't do half of the things that I do if it wasn't for him. And so I'm so grateful that I'm possible and you're possible as well. We be accomplished in our lives. And when we yield to God that is in us and allow him to work through us, the same Father that is dwelling in Jesus and doing all of those awesome, amazing works is dwelling in us today. I'm super grateful that however long as we try to do these things by ourselves, refuse to yield to God who is in us, we will continue to come up short in unfulfilling the call of God in our lives. And so continue to keep pressing forward. Continue to talk with him in your quiet times. You know, he said that cast your cares on me. And I will tell you honestly for sure of casting your cares on him and stop stressing about it, right? Don't stress till your hair falls out and all of that and wear yourself down to where you're not getting sleep at night and all of that. Yes, we're human. But allow him to do the manifestation of the work. Sometimes, you know, we're trying to take on his tasks and his role and his goals of trying to fix people. And I come to realization, you can't fix people. God has to fix them. God has to clean them up and change their ways and change their hearts of things. And oftentimes we allow too many people to come into our space and change the characteristics of us in the midst of us manifesting, because it's some people that even that lives in your household, maybe it's even your coworker, maybe it's even those that are in the church, maybe it's just those that you see out in public that just think that you just think that you are all that and a bag of potato chips. And here it is. You're just reaping the benefits of the manifestation that God has brought you through and that he's going to take you to. Somebody missed that and they're going to catch it on the replay. But it is super important to allow people to have their own bricks in the midst of what it is that they're doing and continue to manifest and to reap the benefits of the things that he is pulling into your life, because it is your season to definitely to do that. And so in the midst of harvesting, you've done that. You've been harvesting. And in the midst, just the same way as a squirrel and the bears and these animals that are out here in nature that take the time because they know that the season, and I'm going to have to put some things to the side because I'm going to need these things to manifest to keep me going until the season changes again. And so in the midst of things that are going on in your life, just sometimes just take some time to just sit back. You just never know who he's going to send in the midst of what it is that you have going on that's going to help you in your life, that's going to help you in your journey, and just to be there to receive it in the midst of what it is that you're doing. And so the question that we should all be asking ourselves is, how do I yield to God and allow him to work through me? If we're going to yield to God and seek him without through us, then we have to yield to love. 1 John 4:8 says God is love. It's an action. God is love. If we're going to yield to God and seek him, his work through us, we are going to have to yield to the love of God and allow the love to work through us. And so sometimes, even in the midst of anger, even sometimes in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of situations, no matter the circumstances, you have to yield to the love of God. If we want God to work in our lives, it's the love that's working in us. Then God is working through us. And when we yield to the love, God and active, that love is in our hearts. We allow God to work in us and through us to produce the best possible outcome in our lives. However, as long as love that God lays dormant at our hearts, so too does God lay dormant in our hearts. If God is lying to the power of God, then we're lying and it's not working in our hearts where there is no power. And so we got to allow him to do the work, right? We have to be open and receptive to allow him to do the work. We can't want him to do the work and then we want to take the keys back and say, you know what? This GPS is rerouting too many times. I don't have the time to keep going on this journey because it's not going the way or the speed or the direction that I want it to go. And so allowing his love and his actions that he provides for us to manifest the outcome, then, you know, it really takes that stand fast and that time to just allow him to take over. Oftentimes we are too busy trying to take the wheel in the midst of doing that. And so when that love is working in our hearts, we will see God's power work through us in our lives. The power of God cannot show up without the love of God being in place. The only reason that we have ever seen God's power is because it's a tremendous love that he has given us. And if you just be mindful of just the love that he gives you, even sometimes when you want to throw in the towel and he still show us love, even sometimes when you don't do all the things that's in the Ten Commandments or any of the things that you have read and shown that, you know, you have read it and you understand it and you have knowledge of the things as an adult and as a babe that's growing in Christ, he still shows us love. And so I'm so grateful that he continued to show us love. For instance, when God sent Jesus and resurrected from him, from the dead, this was a manifestation of his power that came because of his great love for us. In Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth. The power to create came from the overwhelming desire his heart, in his heart, to his children who could love. The reason that we saw Jesus operate in the power of God and do the miracles that he did is because he always walked in love of God. If you look at the book of Matthew, chapter 14:14, it says, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them and healed their sick." It was because of the love and the work of Jesus' heart that activated the power of God to show up and to heal the people. When compassion was working in him, God worked through him to heal the sick. The power of God, right? The power of God will show up in our lives until the love of God being to work in our hearts. The power of love that places a demand on the power of God. If love is absent, right? If love is absent, then there is no demand for power. However, when we are moved with compassion and when the love of God begins to work in our hearts, the power of God will show up in our lives like never before. And love is an action word. Love has so many meanings. That four-letter word, right? That four-letter word, L-O-V-E. And so I'm so great that God has strong desire to work through his children to reach the lost, the dying world, and just so many that fall short every day, right? We're human. We're going to fall short. But I love that he keeps allowing the harvest that we plant and the manifestations of just the outcome, even though it may took you a wonderful trip around the sun to do so. I just love the fact that he just never leaves us by the wayside and just allow us to just be eaten up by the wallows. And so, you know, keep pressing forward, keep manifesting of what it is that you want. Your season is coming. Your season is coming. And just sometimes you just may not be ready or mature enough to receive what it is to come. And you want to make sure that you got it right so that he can trust you with the assignment. And so I'm super grateful and for so many wonderful things. I'm grateful for each and every one of you for taking the time to tune in here today. Listen, connect with me over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page, as well as on IG at Nurture by Natasha. Would love to hear, what did you get out of this broadcast? Just continue to stay connected and rooted in your word. Definitely. I'm just a vessel. I take no ownership of any of the things that I've shared here on today. I'm just grateful to be here with you today. Grateful for the many connections that God has placed in my life and the people that continue to pray for me. And even though I may not know you by name, and maybe that you may have come across this broadcast, continue to pray for me and my family, and I'll continue to do the same for you. So, dear Heavenly Father, just touch everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Allow them to continue to manifest the things that they desire, Lord God. Even when the lights seem a little bit dim and they just don't see the way of going through this journey of life, Lord God, continue to love on them. Continue to breathe on them, Lord God, and continue to allow them to be that beacon of light, Lord God, and allow them to understand the angels that you may send their way. Also, the discernment of those that mean them no good, Lord God, and continue to pray for those that have done them wrong, Lord God, and not have hatred in your heart, because we can't manifest that way. Continue to just keep building and building and building until you just build nations around you, Lord God. I just praise you just for all that you have done in my life, all that you're going to do, seen and for unseen, Lord God. I just can't thank you enough. And I know that you're on the right path when you just have joy, unspeakable joy, and nothing can knock you off of where you are because your hand is in it. And so I thank you on today for just keep showing love, Lord God, and keep allowing me to be a vessel down here in your kingdom, because you didn't have to. And all these things I ask of you in Jesus' name. So thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. We look forward to tuning in with you really, really soon. In the meantime, stay blessed and keep pressing forward and manifesting. And always take the time to put the mask on you, because it's super important to take care of self, right? There's so many components of the wellness wheel. And I'm so grateful that I can share this spiritual aspect with you on the midst of self-care and manifesting along the way. So take care, everyone. Have an amazing day and be blessed.
I am what you created me to be. I'm full of something tonight. I'm full of possibilities tonight. And every possibility in me must manifest. somebody lift up your hands and say, it's time for me to manifest. Oh, I wish I had somebody to declare it. Somebody say, it's time for me to manifest.
Everything. God spoke over your life. Everything he declared about you. Come on, I need you to nudge your neighbor. Look at somebody and let them know. You are, yes.
Everybody prophesy over yourself. Say it with great conviction right now. I am what God designed me to be.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.